This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We are always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We are streaming live on YouTube as well at the Team 980. And just after 5 o'clock, it is indeed time for Not My Beat. It would help if all the computers were in the right place. Now they are. It's time, he said, for Not My Beat.
Today's top story, from the perspective of someone who's there.
You are looking live.
This just in.
Not My Beat.
Our pleasure today to welcome back a great friend of the show. It's Mike Jones from The Athletic, who is, Mike, let me ask this genuinely. After a week in New Orleans for the Super Bowl, how are you?
I'm good. I'm tired. I'm fatter. Just catching my breath, and it was a good week, but yeah, season's over, and we take a little nap and then head to the combine in like less than 2 weeks.
And somehow, I was telling the story on the air yesterday, 2 days ago, something. Mike, somehow you will be the first person I see at the combine. Like when I get in the convention center and I go to get my credential and I take that lap, you will be the first person I see, because that's what happens literally every single year.
It does seem like that happens. Sure.
You'll be well rested, because you will have taken a nap from the time this phone call ends until you get on your plane from Indianapolis, because that's what a week in New Orleans demands. I'm sure you're down there, you're talking to a million people, and it seems like as these various trade stories start to heat up, the Commanders are involved in all of them, and it's a logical thing to think that a team that was just in the NFC Championship game would want to make improvements, and the big names that come up for various reasons, like, oh, Washington's connected there. Do you think that is just people connecting the dots, or do you think the Commanders are legitimately like shopping around and some of these bigger moves, whether it be a Myles Garrett if he moves from Cleveland, a Cooper Kupp from LA, a Deebo Samuel, or whoever else his name comes up over the next couple of weeks?
I think they're going to be smart. I think that we might see them maybe take one big swing, but not go after like all these guys. I mean, in the old Dan Snyder days, yeah, they would have given up every single draft pick this year and next year to get all three of the guys you just named right there. But I think that Adam Peters, Dan Quinn are going to be calculated about this. They'll figure out, okay, what is our value on these picks? What are the guys that we see in the draft that can help us with these picks? Can this guy put us over the top as a veteran acquisition? And are we willing to meet the asking price? And so we'll see. Again, I don't see them going after multiple guys. Maybe they could go after somebody, but I think people look at them and think, okay, they're really close. So they went after Marshawn Lattimore, and so they're going to go after more veterans. But I think that they're going to be smart. They've got a lot of cap space. They got, you know, draft picks. And I don't know that you really want to just mortgage the future, giving up all your draft picks to get some guys that, like Cooper Kupp, has been hurt a lot. And, you know, Myles Garrett is the best player in the league right now. But Deebo Samuel, I mean, is he on the downside? I don't know. So we'll see.
I'm guessing you kind of maybe got ahead of my next question there. I'm guessing if you were Adam Peters and you could make one of these moves, Myles Garrett would far and away be that move. And that's including knowing what it will cost slash what will it cost, you think, ultimately to get Myles Garrett out of Cleveland?
Yeah, well, I mean, we'll see if the Browns will play. They've said that they want to hang on to him. They don't plan on it. Now, you can say that, but if somebody calls with enough, then, you know, you might change your mind. Do we want to see Washington give up a first or multiple first or a first and a third or first and a second, you know, multiple years to get Myles Garrett? I don't know. If you can do it for a second and a third, you know, maybe so. I think that he is a game changer. I think, you know, having him on your defense would take this unit, which was steadily improving, and it would help every level of the defense. It's going to make the other guys on the defensive front better because he's going to command so much attention. It's going to make the guys in your secondary better because he's going to be getting after the quarterback and you're not going to have to be covered as long. So, again, if the Browns are willing and Washington can get out of here without mortgaging both like this year's draft and next year's draft, then I think you do it. But say you have to give a first this year, a first next year, man, that's kind of hard to do, even though he is, you know, a fantastic player.
Mike Jones from The Athletic with us here on The Hoffman Show. As you talk to GMs around the league and you get the intel that you do on deals, like how big of a deal, no pun intended, is it that Washington has the 29th pick this year versus some of the other teams that might be sniffing around, picking up higher in the draft? Like they can only offer what they have, but obviously that feels like it would be some consideration. And the fact that that pick is so late in the first round, how much of a detriment is that to Washington on the trade market?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's not as attractive as, say, somebody's got a top 10 pick, you know, then you're talking. But, you know, is it something you can package with another player? But I don't know what players you have that you could really dangle. And again, in that case, then it probably would have to be, you know, draft picks in multiple years. If you're going up against somebody who's offering a top 10 pick, it might be hard for Washington. But at the same time, Myles Garrett has got to want to go to that place. He's not going to go and play for a crappy team just because they're offering a really, you know, handsome price, you know, because he can make it difficult. And so, you know, we'll see. Again, not having a top 10 pick, not having a pick even in the teens kind of hurts you, but that doesn't mean that it's impossible.
That's a good point, too, on Garrett's side of this.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Mike Jones from The Athletic with us. And Mike, you've done such a great job over the years of really handicapping the coaching market. That's an area where you've done a lot of reporting. I'm going to use the word bizarre. How bizarre was the coaching cycle to you this time around with how some of the pieces fell, some of the names that didn't get involved? Like, how bizarre, unique, or maybe what word would you use to describe this time around the NFL's coaching carousel?
Ridiculous.
That works. That works.
I mean, look, the way the Patriots handled their whole thing was ridiculous. I mean, and they could have had Mike Vrabel last year. Yes, I know they had Jerod Mayo as the coach in waiting in his contract, but you very well could have said, look, I'm sorry, I don't think you're ready. You're paying him to not work right now anyway, so you could have just given him a little bit of a settlement money and been like, hey, we're going to keep grooming you, developing you. We got to go get this guy right here. And then the whole, you know, Jacksonville and their situation where they held on to Trent Baalke so long that they, you know, who knows? Would Ben Johnson have wanted to go work with Trevor Lawrence instead of Caleb Williams if there was no Trent Baalke blocking his way? You never know. But they took forever down there. And finally, weeks into the process, you decide to fire Trent Baalke, and then you go after Liam Cohen, who, I don't know, man. Yes, I know he had a great year with Baker Mayfield, but he's got 5 years of NFL coaching experience and doesn't have a big Rolodex. And so finding quality assistants has been challenging. So I don't know what his chances of success are down there. I did like Pete Carroll going to the Raiders. I know they had wanted Liam Cohen, but I think for them, a team that's got to rebuild and get this thing working the right way, you need a head coach that's been there, done that. And I think Pete Carroll will do a lot of good for them. So, and then the other ridiculous one was Dallas. I mean, what are you doing, Jerry Jones? To drag the whole thing out as long as you did. You could have maybe had Ben Johnson, could have maybe had Mike Vrabel, and, you know, or even Aaron Glenn, and you mess around and then settle on Brian Schottenheimer, who I think maybe has coached one top 10 offense in, you know, 2 decades worth of being an offensive coordinator. I just don't understand how that makes Dallas better. And I don't think that Jerry Jones really cares about making them better. He just wants to continue to be the star. And he's, hoping that they can keep things running the way they were and then somehow get a different result, even though, you know, you've got a guy that nobody else was interested in as a head coach. I just don't know. I mean, it's just a lot of these hires, you know, we've come out of several years being like, oh, this is a bunch of smart hires. But you're looking at a lot of these and you're just kind of just like, ugh. And what were they thinking?
Yeah, Mike, I think you'll remember this. You might have had the same thought. I'm curious, but especially once I put it in your head, like what you make of it, because you were covering the NBA around the time that the ownership started to really shift there. where you started to have less, I'm going to call dumb owners, just like less old school, like used to the way that the business was being done in the league. And you had some of these new school guys, and like Cuban was obviously the biggest name of them, where they were hiring bigger, smarter front offices, and they had analytics departments. And then you just have these smart front offices absolutely destroying the dumb slash old front offices and trades. Right. And it feels like, Are we kind of at that moment in the NFL that there's been a couple of new ownership changes, there's new folks in charge in multiple places, and certainly here is one of them, that there are just, and some to some owners' credit, some of them have evolved and been like, oh, clearly we're not doing enough here. Let's add some more resources here, there. Like, are we starting to see a bigger chasm amongst, or in the NFL, thanks purely to the way that ownership approaches building a front office that then infiltrates every part of the haves and have-nots of this league?
Yeah, I mean, I think you have teams that if they're going to keep doing it the old way, they're going to get left behind, you know? I mean, we're seeing where a team like, you know, the Eagles, who have an aggressive GM, you know, and a fantastic talent evaluation department, they are, you know, just... They won the Super Bowl. They've been in the Super Bowl two of the last 3 years, and now they've got, you know, through two Super Bowl victories in the last seven. Then in the same division, you have the Giants, who are still kind of doing it the old-fashioned way, and they're not getting anywhere. And the Cowboys, who are stuck where they are, whereas Washington, they really have beefed up and bought into the analytics and things like that. And you have a smart young GM and an owner who's, you know, into embracing a new way of doing things, even though he's new to the league too, but he understands the philosophy. And so, yeah, I think you're going to see teams, and you know, you wonder, you know, if, okay, when, what is it going to take for some of these owners to kind of change and try to keep up? And some of them might not, because just having a team is enough for them. Like Jerry Jones is still making tons of money. He's still packing them in, even though they haven't been to an NFC championship game since 1995. But if you want real results, you've got to ride the wave. And, you know, eventually these owners are going to die off and new owners will be in place like we're seeing here. And change will be more widespread.
Yeah, I think it's funny for Dallas that when that ultimately happens with Jerry, it'll just go to Steven, who is, what, in his 60s probably. And the only way he knows how to do business is the way he's grown up doing it with the Cowboys. So that one's going to be fun for Commanders and Eagles and Giants fans to look on from afar for the Cowboys. I'm sure the league is absolutely thrilled about that. Mike Jones from The Athletic with us here on The Hoffman Show. Mike, all right, as far as I'm concerned, you can go to sleep till the combine, and I'll see you in Indianapolis. But good luck with everything you're working on until then, and I'll see you in Indy.
All right, thanks, Craig. I will see you very soon.
Indeed, my friend, indeed. That's Mike Jones with us here on The Hoffman Show. When we get back, let's pick up on that ownership thought and just how behind some of these teams are and whether or not they can change. I think that's an interesting conversation as well, because there's one team I have in mind, too, where they've actually done the pivot despite not changing ownership. We'll talk about that next on the Team 980.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.